patiently. Romans 6. We're studying suffering, being dead, and what it means to deny Him. All about working out your own salvation in fear and trembling. So, Romans 6. What should we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know you not that so many of us as were baptized into Christ were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death. The like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in that newness of life. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also and it, notice that the word "the likeness of" is in italics. Is that true in your Bible?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, like
you'd be planted in resurrection. Now, only Christ is raised from the dead. He alone has immortality. So we are dead, and the baptism certified that. And we stay dead. We never again become us any longer. We are in the resurrection because He is resurrected, and He is our life. Amen? So, you are buried. In burial, everything that made you, you, is buried. All right. we need to continue reading. Knowing this, that our old man... Well, I hope I can see better than I can now. Our old man is crucified with, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. And as we've studied so many times, there was the offerings, there was the sin offering, and then there was the trespass offering. The sin offering is you. You are sin, so you are gone. That's the mystery. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live. And what it says, by means of, instead of with, we live by means of Him. We are dead. Amen? So the whole mystery of God is to keep you out of the picture. Anything that makes you you and has made you you. There's no more planning. There's no more concern with tomorrow or regretting the past. There's only now. And it's always the eternal now. And therein we live. Everybody understand? Gary?
Just thinking to be you requires time and space. That's how soul is expressed, I guess. Whereas in Christ, being eternally in the moment, that's where you don't exist, but he does.
But we always are trying to get back alive. That's why the evil ones is so subtle. That's why he's the snake. That's why he's your mind. He's always trying to get in the picture. And that never stops.
Yeah, that's why we have to return back to this scriptures.
Amen.
Chapter 6 here is pretty darn good about that.
Yeah, it's clear.
Doesn't leave you much wiggle room.
There is none.
Old man is crucified.
Let's go to Colossians 3. No, let's start in chapter 2. Well, this is important. So let's start at verse 4. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet I am with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. As you have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk you in him, rooted and built up in him, established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding therein with thanksgiving. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality. And power, in whom also you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and in the putting off the body of the sins, or the body of sin is what it says, of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ, buried with him in baptism, wherein also you are risen with him as in italics in my Bible, anyway. You are risen through the faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your trust in your sins, and the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, or by him, having forgiven you all trespasses, blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Let no man therefore judge you in food, or in drink, or in respect of holy days, or of new moons, or even of the Sabbath, which are a shadow of things to come, but the body is of Christ. Let no man beguile you of your reward in a voluntary humility and worshiping of angels, intruding into those things which he hath not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshy mind, and not holding the head, from which all the body by joints and bands being nourished, ministered, and knit together, increaseth with the increase of God. Wherefore, if you be dead with Christ from the rudiments of the world, why, as though living in the world, are you subject to ordinances, touch not, taste not, handle not, which all are to perish with the using, after the commandments and doctrine of men, which things I have indeed a show of wisdom in will worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any honor to the satisfying of the flesh. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God.
That verse 2 stood out to me. Set your affection on things above.
Now, you understand why then that these terrible words like, no man cometh to me unless he hates his mother, his father, his sister, his brother, his wife, his children, yea, and his own life also. You no longer see anyone with those titles. Even your wife. You see them either as part of the bride or part of the whore. There's no in between. There's no neutral ground. And this is why we studied the watchman things, that if you are a watchman, if you don't warn them that all flesh is gone, all plans and hopes are gone, then you're not a watchman, and the blood will be on your hands. All phony optimism, which is one of my favorite quotes in the world, is by Chesterton. He said, optimism is cowardice. And yet that's what the world lives by. Amen? What? You're processing again, Gary.
Yeah. I'm doing all right.
You agree? Huh?
With a whole lot.
What don't you agree with?
I'm not focusing on that right now.
All right, let's go to let's go to 2 Corinthians 11. Chapter 11, verse. This is what we're about to read is what Paul called that his suffering was light, meaningless, compared to the glory. But let's read what he went through. In verse 16, I say again, let no man think me a fool. If otherwise, yet as a fool, receive me, that I may boast with myself a little. That which I speak it not after the Lord, but as it were foolishly, in this confidence of boasting. See that many glory after the flesh, I will glory also. For you suffer or allow fools gladly, seeing yourselves are wise. For you suffer if a man bring you into bondage, if a man devour you, if a man take of you, if a man exalt himself, if a man smite you on the face. I speak as concerning reproach, as though we had been weak. Albeit wherein soever any is bold, I speak foolishly, I am bold also. Are they Hebrews? So am I. Are they Israelites? So am I. Are they the seed of Abraham? So am I. Are they ministers of Christ? I speak as a fool. I am more in labors, more in labors, more abundant in stripes above measure, in prisons more frequently, in deaths often. Of the Jews, 5 times received I 40 stripes, save one. Thrice I was beaten with rods. Once I was stoned. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often. In perils of water. In perils of robbers. In perils by mine own countrymen. In perils by the heathen. In perils in the city. In perils in the wilderness. In perils in the sea. In perils among false brethren. In weariness and painfulness. In watchings often. In hunger and thirst. In fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Besides those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of the churches. Who is weak, and I am not weak? Who is offended, and I burn not? If I must needs glory, I will glory of the things which concern mine infirmities. The God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, which is blessed forever, knoweth that I lie not. In Damascus, the governors under Aretas, the king, kept the city of the kept the city of Damascus.
Damascusites.
With a garrison desirous to apprehend me. Anyway, it goes on and on and on. And he then says in another place, these sufferings are not worthy to be compared. They're nothing. We suffer if we have a toenail out of order. All right, I just had to read that. Stoned 3 times.
No, it says four times I suffered stripes. That's pretty bizarre. I thought stoning was unto death.
Who knows?
Maybe this is just a local stoning. As he was going out of town.
Like
people throwing rocks with no legal basis.
Yeah, maybe.
I don't know. Well, let's look at Philippians 3 real quick. I'll quit for the day. Let's start in verse 1. Finally, my brethren, rejoice in the Lord. To write the same thing to you, to me, indeed, is not grievous, but for you it is safe. Beware of dogs. Beware of evil workers. Beware of the concision. For we are the circumcision, which worship God in the Spirit, and rejoice in Christ Jesus, and have no confidence in the flesh. Though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. Circumcised the eighth day of the stock of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of the Hebrews, as touching the law, a Pharisee, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yea, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but dung, that I may win Christ, and be found of him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I might know him, and the power of his resurrection, and the fellowship of his suffering, being made conformable unto his death, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. Not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if I may apprehend that for which I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if anything you are be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, whereto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule, let us mind the same thing. Brethren, be followers together of me, and mark them which walk so as you have us for an example. For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ, whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, whose glory is in their shame, who mind or give breath to earthly things. For our manner of life is in heaven, from which also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto his glorious body, according to the working whereby he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. He prays to be conformable unto his death. Doesn't leave any room. There's no wiggle room in this. There's no dancing on the head of a pin. Death is death. Resurrection is resurrection. But there is no hope for the flesh. No hope for the things of this world. Amen? We are just about done with working out our own salvation with Aaron Trimble. I thought that was going to be a little 1 hour thing, half hour.
Your Bible reading is going to improve drastically. Once you get these.
Why don't you just let Skippy stay home?
No, it's going to be great. You're gonna really like this. It's new eyeballs.
All right. Take it, big guy. Unless anybody has anything to say.
Oh, Merry Christmas.
All right, Gary, you're musing.
I'm all right.
You're all right? Take it, big guy.